Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the necessary information. You can also find us on Facebook at Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring. We also have a Fulton County Gospel News Podcast public page on Facebook. You can like and follow that. As well, if you've not followed our podcast on the Podbean app, podbean.com, go there, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and become a follower, and you'll get a notification each time a new episode comes out, and you can also interact by making comments or asking questions on each individual episode. So for today's episode of the podcast, I want to go back 50 years in the paper, January 1972, and the article, there's no author's name on the article, but the title is A Word About the Church of Christ. Like I said, this article is 50 years old, but it says things that we still need to be saying today. So this is going to be a simple article reading, and then we'll close it down. Throughout America, many religious people are today asking questions about churches of Christ. The rapid growth of the church in the past few years, coupled with extensive preaching of the gospel in America and throughout the world, has brought to the attention of the public those of us who call ourselves only Christians, members of the Church of Christ. The nationwide Herald of Truth radio and television programs have reached into areas where the undenominational plea had not previously been heard. Similarly, the gospel has been advertised in national magazines and has reached hitherto inaccessible places. Also, an ever-increasing number of preachers have been going into mission areas both in the United States and in other countries of the world. The growth of the church has also caused many to become interested in knowing more. According to the latest volume of the World Almanac, Churches of Christ now include some 2,365,500 members dispersed through some 19,200 congregations. There is a natural tendency to classify all religious groups into one of three categories, giving each the label Catholic, Protestant, or Jewish. It is the common practice of people of our day to classify the Church of Christ as just another denomination of the Protestant group. However, the category does not fit. We are attempting to be in truth and in fact just what people were in the New Testament time. Christians, members of the Lord's Church. If the Apostle Paul were here today and someone should ask him if he were a Protestant, he would not understand the question. Paul never claimed to be a Protestant. He was a follower of Christ, simply a Christian. The church, as the pillar and ground of the truth, protests just as much against Protestantism as against Catholicism or Judaism. Christ's prayer was for unity, John 17:20-21. Religious division is a prevalent cause of infidelity. Division as it is practiced today is a mark of worldliness, 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. Therefore the church, if it is to be the church of Christ, cannot succumb to party names, to human ordinances, or to the preaching of a denominational message. It is impossible for the church to perpetuate a system which necessarily causes and cements division and discord. There are points of similarity between the church which Christ established and modern-day Protestantism, but the church is not Protestant. It is the undenominational church of the living God. Churches of Christ have no creed except the inspired Word of God. No conferences or conventions are held to draw up or to revise the doctrines of the church. Each of the thousands of the congregations is autonomous, guided only by the Bible. Churches of Christ, in the absolute sense, do not teach anything. They simply hear and heed the teachings of Christ. We are endeavoring to be a part of Christ's church and encourage all men to join with us in going back to the church, the only church that has the promise of God's approval and of salvation in the great day of judgment. So like I said, this article comes from the January 1972 edition of Fulton County Gospel News, and it's interesting to note the statistics and the manner in which the gospel was being spread at that time. Whoever the author of this was talks about national magazines. He talks about preachers going into different areas in mission work in the States and around the world, and the growth of the church that was taking place at that time. Of course, now, 50 years later, we look at different avenues through which we can spread the gospel. You're listening to a podcast, Okay, this is a new way. Now, it's been going on for several years, but this is a way in which we can spread the gospel around the world. I was looking at the statistics, for instance, for our little podcast here, Fulton County Gospel News Podcast, and within the last month, I've had, I think it was 17 downloads of my podcasts in Russia. And then you can also see other places that receive the podcast. We have downloads in India, Africa, the Philippines, a variety of places around the world. And so the methods of sharing the gospel have changed. Now, the gospel hasn't changed, but there are a variety of ways that we can get God's word out to as many people as possible, whether it's through voice like this, through live streaming on Facebook and YouTube and other social media things like that, still through the written word. I mean, we have a hard copy of the Fulton County Gospel News, and there are many papers that go out around the world that teach the truth. But the point of this article is the point that we still make today. We have no creed but the inspired Word of God. We don't have any conferences, conventions, central headquarters. There's nothing like that. One of the things that, again, whoever wrote this article mentioned towards the end of that article is, Churches of Christ in the absolute sense do not teach anything. Now, think about that statement for just a minute, okay? Now, I know I said this was going to be a straightforward reading, but I got to thinking about some things. Churches of Christ in the absolute sense do not teach anything. I suppose if we've been in, I guess, any religion, any number of years, we've heard the question, well, what does your church teach? Or a question that I've received personally over the years, hey, what does the Church of Christ teach on, you know, dot, dot, dot? The best way to answer that question is, the Church of Christ doesn't teach anything in that sense, but I'll take you to the Bible to show you what the Word of God says. See, that's the manner in which we need to be teaching. I think sometimes as members of the Churches of Christ, we fall short in this area because we say things like, well, you know, the Churches of Christ teach, or my church teaches and believes. That's the wrong answer. Okay, that's the wrong way. That's phrasing it just like the rest of the denominational world phrases it. We need to be pointing people to God's Word, not what your church teaches or my church teaches. But what do the inspired scriptures teach? What does it mean to be a member of the church for which Christ died? So that's a brief article from January 1972 called A Word About the Church of Christ. I appreciate you tuning in to this episode of the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. If you've not done so, I'd encourage you to go to podbean.com and become a follower of our channel and get notifications of our new episodes, and you can interact with each episode. If you'd like the paper through email or through the United States Postal Service, get a hold of us and let us know, and we'll be happy to add you to one of our mailing lists. Thanks again for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.